This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day as we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Getting perspective today on the recently adjourned short session of the Oregon State Legislature, one of the Republican minority leaders, State Representative E. Warner Reschke out of Klamath County, on. Thanks for being on today.
Thank you, Kyle. Good to be with you.
So as you take a look at the short session, short sessions, I understand, go at a pretty crisp pace. What was your biggest takeaway, either good or bad, or maybe both, from the short session?
I guess my biggest takeaway was the legislature is still not listening to the people of Oregon. And I would summarize that with Senate Bill 1599, which moved the election date for the gas tax, the transportation tax, from November to May. Now, if you recall, we spent a lot of time in 2025 working on a transportation package. That didn't happen. The governor called a special session in August and September. Finally, on a partisan vote, that tax passed. Immediately, citizens got engaged and gathered 250,000 signatures in 38 days. I think that's a record, saying, we want to vote on this. We don't want it just to go into effect. We want to vote on it. And we want to vote on it in November of 2026. It said that on the petition itself. When the legislature met last month, they decided they didn't like that because the people who had voted for the tax could see, obviously, there was a lot of momentum against it and didn't want it on the ballot when they might be up against a challenger in the general election. And so they said, we need to move that date. And so they did. They moved it to May instead of November. Testimony for that move, for moving it from November to May, was 99% against moving the date to 1%. So when I say they're not listening to you, they're not listening to you.
And obviously, as we talked to Representative Ed Deal yesterday, the initial court did not find on behalf of your side wanting to move it back. And the decision, it sounds like, is to basically not put out more resources and fight it any further, but keep track of some other things and still see it voted on in May. Do you see anything other than your side winning in May?
I see a pretty certain defeat, but that always depends on turnout. So what I'm telling people is make sure you turn out in force in May. Turn in those ballots. It's just not just a ho-hum primary election. This is a time, again, to let the legislature know how you feel on this particular topic directly. And so we need to not only defeat it, but defeat it overwhelmingly. And then I would say you need to turn out in November to vote out the people who voted for this tax. So it's not enough just to defeat the tax. We need to defeat the people that brought the tax forward.
Now, of course, with the midterms on the national level, historic wisdom kind of tends to favor the party out of power, which would be the Democrats nationally, for trying to get more folks to go your way. Do you feel like you've got a little bit of an uphill, a little bit of uphill sledding to do with the national picture?
That's been the way it's been forever. So the president, the opposite party, usually picks up seats in Congress. But here's what I would say to Oregonians is to not hate Trump as much as you love Oregon. And what I mean by that is if you don't like Donald Trump, fine. If you don't like Republicans in Congress, fine. But really, where the battle is what's affecting your life today is not what Donald Trump is saying or doing, even though the broader media would like you to think that. What's impacting you today are gas prices, and those gas prices are driven mostly by state policy. Oregon has one of the highest gas prices in the nation, and most of that is driven by state policy, not national politics. So while gas prices have gone up since the war began, they're still the highest, one of the highest prices are in Oregon because of state policies, not national policies. And affordability, that's a state problem. And homelessness, that's a state problem. And if you go down the list and start looking at the things that really impact your life daily, they're state problems. They're not national problems. So if you hate Trump, fine. But if you don't hate him as much as you love Oregon, and if you want to love Oregon, then vote differently than you may have been doing in the past.
For your work in the legislature, what was this session like for you specifically?
Quick, fast, furied, hard. The short session was never intended to be what it's become. It's become this massive policy rush to finish up what didn't get done in the long session. And really, when Oregonians voted on this back, I think in 2010 or 2011, I can't remember exactly the date, but it was back then when they voted for a short session, they were sold, oh, it will be to balance the budget. And if we had just done that, then I think we could have agree on a lot of things. But all these policies get in the way and cause a lot of consternation, especially when you're like moving election dates.
And for your district in Klamath County, were there particular things that you were working on that you saw some headway?
Yeah, I mean, I would say overall that there was a House Bill 4145, which was an implementation of Measure 114, the gun bill, we call it. And that was a very not great bill, I would say, for most of my constituents. And fortunately, we were able to amend that quite a bit to make it kind of a non-issue. So basically, we've moved the implementation date out for 114 out a year or two, and that will let the court case have its time to play out, and maybe 114 is found unconstitutional, and then we don't have to worry about implementation. So that was kind of a bad bill to start with because it was implementing it sooner, and then it got amended, so it said, no, we're going to do it. We're going to let whatever happens happen way out in the future. And so, again, that gives the court case. So that, you know, that's a win for my district because my district is pro-Second Amendment.
So you're one of the minority leaders. Talk about your role and what kinds of things you do in that particular role.
herd cats, right? So you have, in our caucus, we have 23 members, 23 House members that are Republicans, and Republicans tend to think independently. And so that's an advantage because you look at things from a different perspective. It's a disadvantage sometimes because the only way you really have some power in the legislative process is to come together and do something as a group. And so as an assistant leader, you're always helping the leader see around corners, see things that she may not know about, and also help inform members of what's going on that they may not know about. So it's a lot of communication and a lot of work and a lot of stuff that nobody ever sees. But if you didn't do it, it would be far worse.
You've been in the legislature a while now. Do you feel like things are working better, not as good, or is it about the same as when you got there?
Good question. Yeah, I started in, ran for my first primary in 2016, so that's 10 years ago. Started in the 2017 session. I would say the legislature has been run by the same party now for almost 20 years, and things just keep stacking on top of one another. So was this session worse than the last session, worse than the last session, worse than the last session? you could argue yes in the fact that we keep stacking things on top of one another, as opposed to saying, does this solve the problem? We just add more staff, or we spend more money, or we create a new program, or government just continues to grow. Matter of fact, the state's general fund budget has doubled in the last 10 years. The population certainly has not doubled in the last 10 years. And you can't show anything for it. You can't show we have better roads, can't show we have less homelessness, you can't show we have better schools or public safety, or on and on and on. And so you have to ask, what are we getting for this 20-year, 10-year cycle of one party in charge?
Before we go, what are you looking forward to in the next session?
A Republican majority.
But how likely do you...
No, I'm looking for a more balance, and I would love a Republican majority, but even more balance puts a lot of pressure on the majority party to actually work with the minority. Right now, they can lose a few votes here, there, and still pass things on their own. But when you get the margins pretty close where they only have one or two members, and maybe they have two members out that day, then they're in jeopardy of not passing anything that day, or bills dying on the floor, which is just a bad look for the speaker. And so that gives you some leverage to be able to say, hey, we're willing to work with you on this. Let's sit down and hammer this out. And I think that's really what Oregonians want. They don't like the partisanship. And long as we have super majorities and super minorities, you're always going to have really big partisanship, because the super majority doesn't have to work with us.
All right, State Representative E. Warner Reschke of Klamath County, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thanks, Kyle. You guys have a good day.
1247 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.